Israeli authorities are moving ahead with plans to put up a security wall around Jerusalem. It's not really a wall, but a combination of fences, roadblocks, and police reinforcements designed to prevent terrorists from infiltrating the holy city. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Jerusalem.
In recent weeks, Palestinian shepherds living in the northern outskirts of Bethlehem have found a new obstacle when they take their herds out to graze. Flocks of sheep and goats are now cut off from pasture ground by a deep moat lined with six enormous coils of barbed wire. The fencing starts near an Israeli army checkpoint, and it snakes for more than a mile to the east and west, separating Bethlehem from Israeli settlements in southern Jerusalem. Several backhoes were hard at work here, reinforcing these fortifications. Israeli authorities have also erected barbed wire and fencing at the northern end of Jerusalem, separating Israeli settlements from Palestinian villages on neighboring hilltops. The mayor of Jerusalem, Ehud Olmert, says the plan to fence off parts of the city should cost less than $100 million, and he expects the Jerusalem fence will be completed within a matter of months.
And this is part of a system which is aimed at one thing, to try and reduce the accessibility of uninvited guests with explosives that are trying to penetrate into the city for homicide attacks.
There have been three Palestinian suicide bombings in Jerusalem over the past 2 months. 30 people were killed and more than 100 others wounded. Still, some Israelis have denounced the Jerusalem fence, including a grassroots organization called Fence for Life. This group has a much more ambitious objective. It wants to build a mined and patrolled barrier hundreds of miles long to completely separate Israel from the West Bank. It claims Jerusalem's much shorter length of barbed wire will offer practically no deterrent to terrorists. Ezra Rosenfeld, the spokesman for another group, the Council of Jewish Settlers, agrees with this point. He also says that the mayor's plan will concede territory to the Palestinians.
On an ideological level, I think we have to recognize that there is a battle here, a dispute here, between two populations over land. If I take my existing area, community of Jerusalem, and I build a wall around it in order to protect me, I am in effect saying, this is Jerusalem, anything beyond here is not ours.
The Jerusalem fence has attracted a different kind of criticism from the city's Arab residents. People like this shopkeeper named Mazan say what the mayor is really trying to do is to keep West Bank Palestinian laborers out of East Jerusalem, a territory that Palestinians regard as their own.
They don't have the right to do this. Those walls, they will be broken. Berlin Wall has been broken, and these walls, they would be broken too. People, they would break it. Yes.
Just south of Jerusalem, a Palestinian named Musa Darwish walked along the fence with his six-year-old grandson, even as the Israeli backhoes dug more fortifications next to the orchard of his small farm. Darwish's farm is practically surrounded. For months, he's been banned from crossing the checkpoint into Jerusalem that's located several hundred yards away to the north. And now Darwish says the way south to Bethlehem has been largely blocked by barbed wire.
The fence, is it good?
No.
Why?
We cannot go and cannot go.
Israeli authorities insist the only goal of the security fence is to prevent terrorist attacks. But to Palestinians, the coils of razor wire to the north and south of the city suggest a different objective. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Jerusalem.